listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to CJAD and the Tommy Schnurmecker Show. My name is indeed James Menning of the Montreal Gazette, sitting in for Tommy today. You're looking around you right now. You're looking at your place. You're saying, man, I'd like to do something. I'd like to spruce this place up, but I don't have, you know, I don't have the money. And I kind of like my stuff. And you're saying, well, what could I do? What could I possibly do? Well, perhaps my next guest can help you out. Natasha Arora is the founder of Eco Deco, the decorating business which aims to reinvent their customers' space without costing them an arm and a leg. And she joins us now. Welcome to CJAD.
Thank you. Good morning.
So how do you, it seems to be a bit of a contradiction in terms. If I'm going to redecorate, don't I need new stuff?
You don't necessarily need new stuff because we start, or I start, with what you have, existing furniture and accessories. And I always begin with a conversation and determine what the needs might be. You may or may not know your needs. You may or may not know your desires, but I'm able to understand rather swiftly how I might be able to help you better live in your home soulfully, stylishly, and smarter just with your existing furniture and accessories. And by virtue of beginning to move things around and energizing rooms, we can determine at the end of an intervention if indeed you need to go shopping and what for, if indeed we should change the colors on the walls and the like. So it's all about it's all about the now, but then eventually we can determine future needs together.
What are the, I mean, it seems that you're a lot of this is based on your clients being a blank slate. Can you actually have an idea that, or can a client have an idea that you would enhance, or generally is it just a matter of let's try and figure out what's going on here?
Oftentimes they have areas of concern in their own home. Yeah. They could be an open, an L-shaped open concept room, yeah, or something with their bedroom that they really want to enhance, like you said. So we begin with areas of concern, but the results of those by my working in those rooms might actually happen after a few hours of working in the rest of the house, because the person and their personality and everyone else who inhabits the home follows, you know, lives in those spaces. So where those areas of concern might be, there might be actually the bathroom might need relooking, or the vestibule or the kitchen, or general organization, just to see things in a more lighter, airier way and with fresh eyes.
Areas of concern. Second time you've used that expression, mm-hmm, though. But is it, have you seen an area of concern and said, you know what, I'm sorry, you're going to have to throw something out, or you're going to have to spend some money?
Yes, no, absolutely. It happens that together we would determine that we would say, okay, this sofa might not be an ideal sofa, and particularly the style, the color, the size, the scale, the size of the sofa vis-a-vis the space it inhabits in the room. So I always work with what we have, but I also put things away. It's a game of geometry. So
sure.
And mathematics. So I move things away. I put them in different rooms. They breathe new life sometimes by virtue of putting something away. And I figure if you don't see it, and if the client doesn't see it for a period of a few hours to a day or to a couple of days, then they probably don't need it. If they're missing something, then we figure out what we need together. And then we determine a short list of stores and a budget that's fair and reasonable.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Natasha Arora. She's the founder of Eco Deco, and it's basically a decorating business that, you know, in the best case scenario, you don't throw anything out and you don't buy anything new. How many times have you gone into gone into a job and sort of like did a double take? What's the most common decorating, yeah, I'll say it, mistake or gaffe that people make, and perhaps might be the real centerpiece for what their problem is in the first place?
I think the common thread overall is that people want to live better and smarter and more soulfully in their home. That's the common thread, and that's why I end up in their home initially. But when I do confront their space, their furniture, their accessories, and them in their homes, oftentimes it can be just they could have really nice things or less nice things, but I tend to give them a bit more of a higher level aesthetic. sometimes a sofa against one wall would look much better in front of a window and everything else around it. So it's really just about reshaping the room, energizing the space, and giving it elegance as well. Mm-hmm. So it's energy and elegance, and then enhancing that person's the personality of the homeowner in their home, which is a newer home by the time I'm finished with it.
Do people in your experience have even an instinct about how to use light in a room? Because sometimes that's
a
big factor.
Yes. My goodness, that can make all the difference sometimes. Mm. They don't always know. No, it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing to work with, lighting. I mean, I work instinctively. And again, with an aim towards, I have a sense of aesthetics that's rather strong. So, and also with my active listening skills, I'm able to determine what this client might want or need. And at the same time, things happen serendipitously. We discover things in pieces. I visit the home. I collect things in my mind, and then I collect them in individual rooms, and I create scenarios and vignettes. Charming areas of coziness and things like that. They don't always know what they want. They don't always know what they need. But I think ultimately everyone should want to live better and smarter. Mm. And I'm able to do that for them rather swiftly. The results are positive and tangible. The work is very physical and very creative, and the homeowner often helps it.
And how long does the process take usually?
I normally arrive in the morning time because I like to work in the natural light or as much natural light as is possible. Mm. And it can take a minimum of 4 hours up to a few weeks back, I was in someone's home. It was a two-floor duplex, and we spent 9.5 hours together.
Yikes.
Which was beyond what I'd ever spent in someone's home. But it was energizing and invigorating, and I didn't realize that it had been 9.5 hours. She was very pleased with the results, and in fact wrote me a note a few days after saying that she found our working together and our meeting and working together inspiring. Mm. So I was able to give her the new bedroom she wanted using her existing furniture and accessories, keeping in mind what she'd like to upgrade with, specifically artworks. I gave her a new living room. I gave her a new entryway and some many ideas that she jotted down.
Okay.
And I gave her new kitchen ideas, a new living room, partly a new basement, and a new bathroom.
Well, I can see where the 9 hours went, you know. do you start from the bottom up? What do you see when you walk in? Where does your mind start to work?
I piece it all together by doing a walkabout.
Yeah.
And it happens very quickly. Usually within the first hour, I'm already starting to move things around. Again, it's all in conjunction with the client, who they are and how they are in their home, what they live with, what they like, what they don't like. And again, what they like, I might like or not like as much. And what they don't like, I might actually like and see its potential, its beauty.
In the end, I mean, you know, because you sort of suggested there that there could be a difference of opinion. Mm-hmm. I guess in the end, I mean, the customer's always right, I guess. Do you have to work around that? I mean, sometimes it's...
I employ my diplomacy skills often, but the experience is productive and fun, and it's their home, and I'm just there to facilitate their active living better and smarter.
All right.
So it's all about them. At the end of the day, I leave, and hopefully, you know, there's residual work as a result.
Sure. If people want to find out more about Eco Deco, where do they go? How can they find out?
They can visit me on my website, natashaaurorastyling.com, or on Twitter at Eco Deco Aurora, or on Facebook, facebook.com/ Eco Deco Aurora. And there are lots of before and after pictures on the Facebook page.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if we can get some of those up on our site.
Wonderful.
Natasha, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you kindly. Happy holidays.
And to you.
Thank you
so much.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.